Where did I put that stupid thing? Oh, you would think a wand, a fucking Hitachi wand, would be easy enough to find, but nope. Somehow, I always manage just to hide it from myself. Okay, let's think. I didn't leave it in the bathroom. Nope, didn't leave it there. I washed my sheets yesterday, and if I had thrown it in with the sheets, I would have heard it clunk at the bottom of the washing machine, so it's not there. I did laundry, so it's not like it's in a hamper somewhere either. What the fuck did I do with it? Oh, I have got to be more organized when it comes to my sex toys. Okay, think. That's so much easier said than done when I'm so horny. Fuck. Wait. No. There's no way that I left it in his room. There's no way that I was so cum brain, mental fog, slut mode that I left it in his room. He would have said something by now. That was like days ago. But maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he's just waiting for me to bring it up so he's like, oh yeah, now I know you're a total weirdo and we're not gonna be roommates anymore. What do I do? Do I wait until he leaves and just go see if I left it in there? But if I did leave it, it would have been right on his bed. Shit. I'm gonna have to go ask him. There's nowhere else it could be. That's literally the only place. That's the only place it could be. And now I'm really gonna have to go in there and find a way to try and explain this away. God, such an idiot. I should have just told him how much I wanted to fuck him instead of masturbating in his room when he's not home, which is so creepy now that I think about it. Fuck. Okay, well, I guess it's time to go out ourselves as being a total and complete weirdo. A nympho. A complete sex-crazed nympho. Okay, breathe. All right, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. Hey, Rumi, can I talk to you for a sec? Hi, how are you? Oh, aren't you looking hot today? No, sorry. I just meant you can tell that you've really been taking care of yourself recently. No, you're fine. I already went and picked up the groceries. No, not about that. Not about that either. But if you want, we can finish watching that show next weekend when I'm off work. Okay, so this is going to be kind of awkward. So I'm hoping that you can like bear with me so that we don't have any unnecessary weirdness. But weird question. Did I leave my vibrator in your room? Yeah, that's mine. No, it didn't get mixed in with the laundry, and I wasn't just haphazardly thinking that I was in my room and whatever. God. Okay, can I be completely honest with you? Cool. I am hopelessly attracted to you. And I have been since like the second week we became roommates, but we also became friends and I didn't want to make it weird by going, hey, you're really hot. Can I suck your cock sometime? Because obviously it is so hard to find a good roommate that isn't a complete and total psychopath. And I didn't want to lose you. And well, I decided that the less crazy thing to do, which seems weird to say now, would be to just masturbate in your room when you're not home. And I totally understand that's a breach in your privacy, but I'm sorry. I'm a helpless, helpless slut. And I have been obsessed with what you must be like, that it was the only thing in my brain. The only thing that I could think of was get in his room, get on his bed, and put that Hitachi wand on your clit immediately. Well, yeah, I masturbate on your bed because it smells like you. Yeah, you have this really, really like distinct smell. I don't know if it's our pheromones reacting, or if I'm just naturally attracted to you, or if it's some kind of cologne you wear or body wash, or if, fuck, maybe it's even the laundry detergent that you use. I don't know, but it smells so incredibly good. You smell so good. And every time I get a big whiff of you, my panties are so wet almost instantly. So good. Masturbating on your bed is next level. Nothing in this world has ever made me come harder than when I have my wand and I'm nestled up against your pillows with my face buried in one and I'm... Well, you get the picture. So now that I have just completely told you what an absolute crazy nympho I am, can I have it back? I promise I won't ever do it again. I realize now just how kind of creepy it is that I've done this without you knowing. And, well, Wait. I think I'm having an aneurysm. What did you just say? You want to fuck me too? Oh my God, thank God. So you don't think it's, you know, a little bit creepy that I was masturbating on your bed? Okay, that's a fair point. It is creepy yet hot. Kind of like a yandere type of vibe, but I promise I'm not gonna stab you or anything, okay? I just really, really love you. And there, I said it. We've become such good friends, and through the process of being obsessed with how you smell and then obsessed with needing to fuck you, I have slowly fallen so in love with your brain and everything about you. And okay, I was not expecting this to be a confession, but holy shit, I'm so horny right now. My brain isn't properly functioning, and the fact that you just told me that you want to fuck me too, and... I totally wasn't expecting that, but now that you've done it, you can totally do it again. Careful though. Okay, I'm really, really, really pent up and I need to come so bad, and I don't want to like get my weird horniness all over you. And okay. You're right. I'll stop calling everything that I do weird. I'm just slowly getting used to the fact that you aren't going to move out because I was masturbating on your bed. Wait. What? You really think it was hot? Yeah, that's true. I did squirt once. I was totally gonna take your sheets off and like clean them, but then you texted me that you were almost home with pizza, so I left it. That's also true. I did always volunteer to do your laundry after you hooked up with your ex. Not because of her, but because it always smelled kind of like your cum, and well, yeah, I'm pretty addicted to that too. Look, this is probably really sudden given the current state of our conversation, but do you want to fuck right now? I really fucking need it, and I can't think of anything that I want more than to have your real cock inside of me and not my fingers or a wand or anything like that. Yeah, I can come in? Oh my God, great. Wait, before you toss me on the bed, I just have to taste your cock just for a second. I have a huge oral fixation and I haven't sucked a cock in months. The thought of sucking your cock already has my panties so wet. I am not joking. No, I'm not joking. You can have them afterwards. You can totally check. Okay, I'm just gonna get down here and just, lucky me, you still have on your gym shorts, and, oh, I smell like you. Maybe it's a thing, but I think that I just have a kink for the way that you smell. I'm obsessed with you. Can't you see? Oh my god, even your stomach tastes good. Okay, let's get rid of these shorts. Oh my god, the way your cock just flopped out. If I wasn't so insistent on having your cock be the thing that I come on today, I probably would have came just from that. The way your tip feels in my mouth. Holy cow. Please do. Slow fuck my throat for a sec. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. One of these weekends, I'm gonna spend the entire Saturday just worshiping your cock. Would you like that? Just sitting on the couch and playing your games or doing work or watching a movie, and I just suck until you come. And then just keep it in my mouth. And just one long, continuous cock worshiping session. I like a What is it? I'll do anything. Oh, really? You want me to keep masturbating in here? Send you videos. I can do that. Oh my god. I really can't. I can't wait any longer. Can you please fuck me? My pussy is so wet and drippy. Oh, it needs your cock. It needs your cum. It needs all. Right now. Yeah. Okay. Your bed is the perfect height for doggy. Bent over, I'm the perfect height for you to fuck my cute little pussy. Oh, my toy. What? Oh, fuck, really? You want me to hold it on my clit while you fuck me? Yeah, I can do that. I like the way your brain works. Go ahead. Flip up my skirt. My pussy is all yours to play with. Oh, wait. Hand me the toy. Okay. I'll just go ahead and turn it on. I put it on me. If I just stick it right there between my legs, that won't bother you, will it? Oh, it'll be so much easier to keep there while you fuck me. Oh, good. Really? You think I have a pretty pussy? Yeah, you're gonna enjoy fucking it. Good. That's what I need. I need it. I need it. I need it so fucking bad. Please, 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 please. Please put it inside me before I come. Oh, you need to come so bad. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, fill me up. Fill me up. Please, 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 please.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, man. Oh, that's exactly what I fucking needed. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way you fill me up. Oh, this vibrator on my clit. Oh, God, that's so fucking good. So good. So good. So good, so good, so good, so good, so good. Oh my god, 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 yes, 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 yes. Turning it off. You got it. I'll just leave it in here from now on. Because masturbating without you would be obsolete. Now that I can have this cock whenever I want it, huh? I'll always wait for you now that I know you can give it to me like this. Blah, blah, blah. Doesn't my pussy look so much better leaking your cum? Oh, yes, please finger fuck it back inside me. Yes, yes. Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, you're the best roomie, fuck buddy, best friend, future boyfriend ever. Yeah, I'd love to lick it off your fingers, thank you. Yeah, best roommate ever, me? Oh, thank you. we're going to have even more fun now that we have this little arrangement between us.